This sermonette is titled Gain Through Loss. And as we come to the Passover and we are to examining ourselves and looking at ourselves, I sort of took a look at do we really look at and appreciate the gain that we get from giving up the ways of this world and the benefits that God does promise to us. This way of life does require a change and a change of direction. And in Matthew, the story of Jesus was talking to the young man. The young man comes to Christ and he asks him what he needed to do to have eternal life. And Christ, you know, told him that he needed to go and sell all that he had. He'd already gone through the commandments and about talking about them, that he was keeping them. But we know the story that this young man went away very sorrowful because, as it said in the story, that he had great wealth. And Christ told him, you know, give it up and you shall have treasure in heaven. And I'm sure many of us have given up this worldly treasures. As you think back, you know, opportunities, you look for opportunities of job and employment and different things that, oh, that's on the Sabbath. Well, I'd have to do this on the Sabbath. You know, great paying job, and then you get down, well, it requires working weekends and then shift work and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm sure we've all gone through and looked at them and had to say, no, that's not for me because I live this way of life. I chose to follow Christ's way of life. And as he said to this young man, go and give all that up and then come follow me. And then what was the reward for that he was offering was eternal life. And you go on down a little further in the same chapter in Matthew, and there's another example of Christ quotes, and he says, you know, all those who gave up family and houses and whatever to come and follow my way, he shall inherit 100-fold. So like if you, when you came to God's way, how many people the rest of their family didn't come with them, didn't understand, and rejected you, didn't want to have anything to do with you? There's been all kinds of examples. My family, I can say, was fairly reasonable. They didn't understand, and they, you know, sort of tolerated me. And some people weren't tolerated, and so they gave up the family that they had, and some people gave up their wives, their husbands, over the course of time to try and follow Christ's way of life. People have given up family. But Christ said, you shall receive 100-fold if you're willing to do that, and you shall receive eternal life. The great prize is of looking for that in the future, of eternal life. This sort of comes out even in Hebrews 11. You know, the very first chapter, verse of Hebrews 11, not going to turn there. But it says, it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That evidence of eternal life. That's what we're all looking for if we're following God's way. And that's what Christ offers. We have to have that faith that is there. And if we now, we'll turn over to Mark 8 and 35. And sort of the spiritual paradox, I guess, would be what you would call this scripture. Mark 8 and 35. And it's, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and for the gospel shall save it. Now, this is kind of a real paradox. If you give up your life, you'll save it. But if you try to save it, you'll lose it. And here, you know, really, if we try to save our physical lives on this earth now, we won't have any part in God's kingdom. We have to come to the point where we realize this physical life is nothing. God gave it to us. He can take it. And we have to look forward to that next life, to gain, be willing to give up the physical life in order to have eternal life. So it's this time of year, you know, we need to be looking at those things. What we gained, that we can gain eternal life, that faith, have that faith, that hope of the things not seen yet. And if we turn over into Mark 9 and 35, and we'll see that if we're humble, will lead to exaltation. Mark 9 and verse 35. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, If any man desires to be first, the same shall be last, last of all and servant of all. You know, they were, back in the story, they were always wondering who would be the greatest, who could be at Christ's right hand or his left hand, and they always were looking to be first. You know, like, we're here, we're important, we want to be, we're beside Christ. Well, that wasn't Christ's example. It was, if you want to be first, then humble yourself and be last. Be a servant to all. And I think the greatest example of that, we will look in, at it here in a couple of weeks, is the foot washing service in John 13. We won't turn there, but everybody knows the story. Like, Christ humbled himself as the lowest servant, the greatest, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, humbled himself and washed his disciples, his students' feet. And what a great example of humility to us, that we need to have that. We need to look at ourselves and see that the gain that will come out of being humble. And then also, an example, I won't turn to it, but it shows that life comes from death. You put a kernel of corn in the ground, that kernel doesn't come back. It's destroyed, any grain, but it will produce much fruit. You put one kernel of corn in, and it'll grow a plant that you could maybe get how many cobs of corn off of with how many kernels of corn on each cob, over and over and over again, multiple. And that's the same with us. We have to be willing to put our lives on the line so that many, many others in the future can have life. And even Christ gave his life so that we could have life. Without his death, we would not have the opportunity to have eternal life and his resurrection. It took that in order for us. He had to die for us to have that opportunity. I'd like to turn over to Philippians 3 and 8. And here it says, you know, that Paul gave it all up. The great prize, it talks about the great prize. I'd like to look at this in Philippians 3. I guess we'll start in verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted as loss for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Paul was willing to give up to everything in this physical life for that knowledge and that understanding. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them all but dung, as nothing, as waste, that I may win Christ. Paul was willing to realize that he needed to give up everything in order to have eternal life. And we need to look and consider ourselves here, that what have we gained in these next few 2 weeks before Passover to appreciate what is coming, not to be worried about the losses, what we haven't got, but what we gain by keeping this way of life, and look forward to that life that's coming, to that, as Paul said, to gaining Christ and to eternal life.